dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Mills, M-I-L-L-S, November 29, 37. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 989-321-4085. Dear Sir, at Saginaw VA, consultation for Mr. Mills with abnormal kidney function. He's been aware of kidney problems for the last 10 years. Doesn't know much of details. Background of diabetes, hypertension. Stable weight, appetite. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies changes in urination, cloudiness, or blood. No recent infection. Minimal edema on the right ankle from prior fracture and surgery. Denies recent chest pain palpitations. Follows cardiology Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. Minor dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Hard of hearing, normal speech, some bruises of the skin, no bleeding, nose gums, or fever or headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes. He denies retinopathy or procedures, denies neuropathy or ulcers, underlying hypertension, prior history of gout, but more than 20 years ago. Chronic kidney disease, no renal biopsy. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Cholesterol on treatment. Denies active coronary artery disease, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, circulatory problems, no stroke, seizures, no liver disease. Denies kidney stones, denies cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries, fracture of the right ankle, status post-surgery 2002, bilateral length implant, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral groin hernia, prior colonoscopy. Next paragraph, medications include Acarbose, Glipizide, Atenolol, Thyroid Replacement, Lipitor, and Lisinopril, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, drinks a wine on Sundays. Start smoking age 20, less than a pack, usually 3/4 for 25 years, discontinue many years back. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 196, 74 inches tall, blood pressure 124 over 70 on the left, repeat 140 over 80, 136 over 60, no postural drops, symmetrical blood pressures, hard of hearing, normal speech, no gross respiratory distress, no gross skin rashes, normal eye movements, lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, few premature beats, no pericardial rap, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver, spleen, no gross edema, pulses palpable but decrease, minor edema from prior right ankle surgery. Some whiteness of the fingernails and toenails, decreased hearing but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. July 2022, creatinine 1.9, November 2, this year 23, September 2.18, and now October 2.5. Recent GFR has dropped from around 34 down to 25. That will be a stage 4. A normal sodium, potassium in the upper side 5.1, mild metabolic acidosis 22, normal glucose. normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, present GFR in stage 4, A1C 6.8, anemia 11.8, and normal white blood cell, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, minor increase of PTH around 76, monoclonal protein within the last 1 year not elevated. Next paragraph, there is an ultrasound September 2022, 9.7 on the right, 9.4 on the left without obstruction, stone or masses. Recently, July 2023, an echocardiogram shows that he has calcification of aortic valve with severe low flow, low gradient stenosis. Chambers are, for the most part, normal size. Ejection fraction normal 62%. Right ventricle not dilated. No mitral or tricuspid significant regurgitation or minor, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, progressive over time. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Within the last 1 year, no documented obstruction or urinary retention. He does have these abnormalities on aortic valve, potential cardiorenal syndrome. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Monitor mild increase of potassium and metabolic acidosis. Monitor mild secondary hyperparathyroidism. It's my understanding there is no immediate plans for any invasive procedures on his aortic valve, as he's not having symptoms of chest pain, lightheadedness, arrhythmias, syncope, or pulmonary edema. He's being monitored by cardiology, Dr. Dohmi. We will continue chemistries in a regular basis. In terms of anemia, does not require EPO treatment, only for hemoglobin less than 10. We will update iron studies. We will monitor over time. We will follow with you. End of dictation.